here we go. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. All right, are we there? I think we're there. I think we're good. Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Will Johnson. The website is uniteamericafirst.com. 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 Thank you so much for joining me. Okay, so before I get into the different topics that I want to talk about tonight, I just want to bring up something. I want to mention something. I actually produced a short documentary, a short documentary. And I put it on some of the platforms, and I hope to put it on other platforms here soon as well. But I put this short documentary out there about different things that happened when President Trump was in office and what the left was doing to him. And it was a complete eye opener to a lot of people. And I've been trying to explain that without showing the videos for the longest. I was trying to explain it as much as possible. And I was able to do it in this video, this little short documentary that I created. I was able to create it, to show everybody exactly what I've been talking about, exactly what I've been seeing. And as a result of showing it, I can't tell you how many evil people decided to attack me. Now, granted, there's overwhelmingly more positive people than the evil people that were attacking me. But these evil people, they're nasty. I mean, just flat out nasty. And you know the reason why they got so nasty with me in this video? Because I showed the proof. I showed the truth. That's all that I did. I showed everybody exactly what happened. And some people were like, man, I forgot all about that. And some people were like, I didn't even know about that. So I was able to relay the information. But, you know, of course, the socialist media outlets, they're preventing people from seeing it at a large number. The video I did, it should probably be sitting at 1 million views right now, if not more. Multiple people shared it. And most of the times when you share a video that much, there's a lot of views because other people watch it. People shared the video because the information in that video was 100% factual. And I showed it. They didn't like it. But anyways, if you did get to see it, you know, what do you think? Did you like it? And if you didn't get to see it, I would encourage you to go check it out. I actually put it on Rumble and I put it on YouTube. I put it on Facebook. I plan on putting on Locals and I plan on putting on Spreely and a few other places. So thank you so much. And I'm going to put it on Getter as well. I'll put it on Getter as well. Okay, let's get into this if I can. Okay, let's get into this. All right, so Joe Biden, he actually put out a warning to the American people. Well, not to the American. Well, yeah. To those of us that love freedom. He actually put a warning out to all of us. But this is the same dude that has a problem finding his way off stage. This is the same dude that don't know what to say unless he has a cue card to tell him what to say. If he doesn't have that cue card to tell him what to say or where to go, he doesn't know. And this is Joe. What's really interesting to me is that you have all of these leftists. I mean, the tech companies, the mainstream media, they know that something is wrong with Joe. They know something is wrong with him. But for some reason, they want to ignore it. Well, there's a few of them starting to ask some questions because he's talking to dead people, right? He's talking to a dead woman. Where's she at? Where's she at? Where's the dead woman at? Right? So some of them are starting to question his mental state, his mental capacity. They're starting to question it. Like, you know, it takes these reporters that's, you know, on Capitol Hill and these reporters that's on the mainstream media. It takes them a really, 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 really long time to see reality because they all have a certain narrative to push. They're all getting paid to push a certain thing, and they don't believe anything else. And they just have it in their mind that the way they see the world is it, right? Not reality, their world. Well, Joe Biden, he's going to an event here, and you know, Jill's always there to guide him to make sure he goes in the right spot. But then she walks off from him and he's like, are we going here? It's like really bizarre. And you can tell when you hit the very end of this that someone's talking like he's not in the right spot. Dude is declining. He is absolutely declining. Who's he talking to? What's he looking at? Is there a cockroach down there? You know, he got this thing with cockroaches.
I got hairy legs.
I mean, so what is he looking at? Who's he talking to?
Buenas tardes. Good afternoon.
What in the world is going on? Well, we already know what's going on. It's no secret, right? For all of us that have been paying attention, we know exactly what's going on. Dude is losing. He's not losing. He's lost his mind. But they're using him. They got him on these puppet strings. So then that way they can just have him say whatever it is they want him to say, put it on the teleprompter, and he'll say it without even questioning it. Now, he put out this warning to the American people. He put out a warning to all of us that love freedom. He put out a warning to all of us that want America to be great. He put out a warning to all of us. Listen to the warning.
Now we look at 2022. I want to tell my Republican friends, get ready, pal. You're going in for a problem. And we need to stay unified.
Get ready, pal. I'm not sure who that is. I'm assuming he's talking about, he's saying, pal, get ready, pal. And my question is, who are his Republican friends? Can someone please tell me? Oh, I know. Liz Cheney, I know. I'm just saying. Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, Adam Kissinger, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Dan Crenshaw. How many of y'all out there think that Dan Crenshaw is a stand-up guy? I mean, really. Dan Crenshaw is like McCarthy. But he's actually worse than McCarthy. He's a straight up rhino. Dan Crenshaw is a straight up rhino. He's not, and McCarthy, he's like, he, you know, he'll go which way ever the wave is going. Joe Biden putting out, he's already threatened more than half the country. He's already threatened all of us with the whole MAGA Republicans, and trying to label all of us as domestic terrorists when all we want is America to be great. When all we want is for America to prosper. And you know what? When we, the MAGA Republicans, want America to prosper, that means everybody in the country that's an American citizen. That's all that we want. We want everyone to be able to have successful, if you want to become an entrepreneur. And you want to be an entrepreneur, you can be successful. That's all that we want. Whatever that business is. Right? As long as it is a legitimate business, but we want people to be successful. That's all that it is. And you know, Joe Brandon, he actually did this, he tapped into our national reserves, and to my understanding, he's pretty much depleted it. Listen, this is what I'm hearing. Now, I don't know. I don't have access to it. I can't look at the gauge, but it's been reports that he's depleting it. He's running it dry. And at the same time, he sent some to China.
China.
Right? And now, after they say that, you know, the gas prices went down, but the gas prices were still high. And now the gas prices are starting to go back up. See, the gas prices are going back up, and they're not going to be happy with it. Right? Because think about this. See, they brought the gas, they tapped into the reserve to bring the gas prices down so people won't complain when they go to the pump. It was hurting their constituents. It was hurting their party. But if you ask me, him buying votes with gas, they did it too soon, because now the gas prices are going back up. The gas prices are going back up, and they don't want people to recognize it. California is the first place. It's like the canary in the coal mine, or in this case, it's the canary in the oil refinery, right? Listen to this.
You probably noticed gas prices hit new record highs across Southern California. Overnight in Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside counties, prices are now at an all-time high. LA is the highest, averaging $6.46 a gallon. In Orange County, drivers are paying $6.42, Riverside $6.33. Ventura County is just 1 cent off of its all-time high at $6.40. Statewide, the average is $6.38. That is a nickel off the record high that was set back in June.
Just a nickel, right? The gas prices are going back up, everybody. The food? Come on. Seriously. Come on.
I got hairy legs.
Oh, wrong one.
Come on, man.
The food is still going up. How many of y'all been to the grocery store? I mean, maybe some of y'all got the privilege that y'all can have someone go shop for you. I don't have that privilege. I have to go to the store, and I go to the store, and I look at the price of eggs, and I look at the price of milk. I look at the price of food, fish, and chicken. It's going up. When I want to get like a box of rice, the food is going up. It's none of that's come down. And they were all screaming about the gas prices, yet the food in the grocery stores are still going up. And some of the shelves, and I'm not talking about in Florida, some of the shelves are starting to get empty. And people are asking, what's going on? Is it just me? Maybe it's just Will Johnson that saw this and no one else saw this. That's what it is, right? That's what it is. It's just Will Johnson that saw the grocery stores. I should have taken a picture. Next time I'll take a picture so I can share it with you. If you have any, you see any, because it's starting to happen again, right? Even with the baby formula. Especially the baby formula, that is the canary in the coal mine. That baby formula, people are already starting to complain again about the baby formula. Remember Jill Biden, she stood there with the freight, and they had the crates of baby formula suspended right there midair so she could do the photo op like they were bringing in baby formula. Do y'all remember that? And now all the baby formula is starting to come up short again. See, these people that are in control of our federal government, this tyrannical federal government, they are about to destroy this nation beyond belief. Now, many of y'all already see it. Now, I'm not calling for the destruction. I'm telling y'all what they are doing. And most people see it. Some people are just oblivious to it all. They think Joe Brandon is doing a fantastic job. I don't know what these people, you know what it is? They actually see the truth, but they're so angry, their hearts are so darkened, they just go along with the lie. This is the time that we're living in. They just go along with the lie. To give you an example, going along with the lie, our southern border is still a major problem. Did you know that? It's still a major problem. And it's so bad now with all of the millions of people, and you can say that, the millions of people that have come across the southern border, and with 2 million of them, they don't know where they are. They just got aways, and, you know, just thousands and thousands of people. And they're literally trying to say that the border is not open. They're actually saying this. So when y'all see that the border's open and y'all seen the videos, y'all seen the pictures with they're just coming across the border, they're trying to make it across the river, it's not a port of entry either. But listen to this, because this should actually affect all of these demon river. It's not a port of entry either. But listen to this, because this should actually affect all of these Democrats, and it should.
I wonder if you are comfortable with where the Biden administration is at, particularly as border discussion becomes more and more prominent among conservatives, for example, with where they are on what's happening at the border and the migrants.
Right. I mean, it's really a simple question. Where are they? Right. But listen, I want y'all to listen to what the lady in blue says right off the bat. And this is how the fake fact checkers come into play. Listen.
Yeah, let me talk a little bit about this because there's a lot of misinformation as well. First of all, there's no open borders.
Misinformation, and then she says there's no open borders. Where's the fake fact checkers at? Oh, wait a minute, they're fake fact checkers. So I can just see right now with the fake fact checkers, they're going to start getting people saying, well, she said there's no open border, so we have to believe that there's no open borders. When there's video after video after video after video of open borders. these people crossing over the border. Y'all remember this dude? Y'all know this dude? Robert Francis O'Rourke. He's talking about the border and he's trying to say that it's not open too. Right? This was, and it's really interesting how they want to act like the border is not even a real issue when people are dying trying to cross the border, and then you have people on fentanyl dying. Listen.
I'm here to tell you a profoundly positive story from the U.S.-Mexico border. We do not need any walls. $30 billion, 2,000 miles long, 30 feet high. It will not be built on the international boundary line, which is the center line of the Rio Grande River.
That wall will be built well into the interior
of someone's ranch.
They want that wall there for their protection. See, he leaves out that part, and they always leave out that part. What about the people that are saying, yes, put up the wall, put up the wall? Because I'm here in the drug cartel, they're killing people, and I feel threatened from my life. But they don't ever pay attention to that. But listen to what he says.
You and I will be forced to take their property to solve a problem that we do not have.
You hear that? He said, you and I will be forced to take their property to solve a problem that we do not have. He just said it right there, that we don't have a problem on our southern border. Listen to him. This was back in 2018. Now, I know I'm going down the Robert Francis O'Rourke hole here, but y'all need to listen to this, because this dude, if they get Texas, right, there's no way that they're going to get Florida, right? I mean, it shouldn't be any way to get Florida, but listen, if they get Florida and Texas, the entire United States is done. They're done. If the Democrats get what they want this election, the entire United States is done. You can say welcome to the communist America. It's no longer even United States of America. But listen to what he says here, because this is him attacking the police department. This is him going out saying that basically they want to defund the police departments, right? And I've said it multiple times. They've said it multiple times that they want to defund the police department, right? It's been repeated over and over and over again. But now, all of a sudden, because we're close to November, they're changing their tune. They're changing their tune that, no, we don't want to defund them. Listen to some of this.
We're talking about criminal justice reform. Let's talk about where this problem started. When contractors needed labor, they would talk to local law enforcement who would arrest African Americans for idling, for petty crimes, frivolous offenses. Those contractors would describe the number of bodies that they needed, and law enforcement would provide those bodies. And when they look at the remains in that graveyard, they see evidence of muscles literally torn from the bone, people being worked to death in these convict chains, people who became convicts solely by dint of the color of their skin. And a system that was radically unjust, following what we thought was the end of that injustice at the end of the Civil War. That injustice, too many more people here than I know firsthand, continues to persist today.
So I'm sorry, I apologize for the background noise in that, but for those of you that couldn't hear, he's basically saying that the police department needs to be revamped, redone, done away with, basically, because they go after Black people. Now, a couple of years ago, I looked up the statistics for how the crime was in the United States of America. And at that time, 56% of the most violent crimes, 56% of the most violent crimes was created by the 6% of Black males in the country. See, Black people only make up to around 13%. And hopefully now that Roe's been turned over, we can hit 18 and maybe 20%. That would be absolutely awesome. But they want to keep the Black population down as much as possible. But anyways, the Black population has been around 13%, or it was around 13% when I looked this information up. And it said, and out of that 13%, 6% of that make up males, right? The rest make up women. And out of that 6%, 56% of the entire nation's most violent crimes were committed by Black males. And he's sitting there saying, because the police department are arresting Black males because they're doing these crimes, these thug criminals, he's saying it's injustice that's happening. That's exactly what he's saying. Think about that. When they're the ones actually committing the crime, look what's happening in Chi-Rock. Look what's happening in all of these different places, these blue states, with the crime level that it's going to right now. And they want to act like it's not a big deal. As long as it's black people doing it to black people, they won't give it that much, you know, that much notice. Because, you know, that's black people. That's who they are. The Democrats look at black people as savages. They really do. They really do, right? Because they put them in that situation and they said, let them do their thing. We see it constantly. But there's a lot of people wanting to get out of these states and get out of this situation. Here's another one with this dude, and this dude is a complete idiot. Listen to him here, because he asked a simple question.
Do you support measures to defund police? You have 60 seconds.
Of course I don't, and no one does.
I really love that Black Lives Matters and other protesters have put this front and center to defund, and then also in some necessary cases, completely dismantling those police forces and rebuilding them. And I think the city council in Minneapolis made the right decision. You don't have one bad apple. You don't have four bad apples. You have a system-wide problem in that police department. And only by completely dismantling that system and rebuilding it intentionally with the community members at the table, do you have any hope of getting it right?
This is nothing new, right? Everyone has already heard this, that they want to dismantle the police department. And the only reason why he's on there right now trying to say that they don't want to do this because we're close in November. We're close in November. And my question is all of the leftists out there that want to defund the police department, because that is their MO. That's what they're all about. All of those on the left, they want to defund the police department. So when they hear Robert Francis O'Rourke saying that he doesn't want to defund the police department, I just wonder what's going through their minds. Do they go, they give him a pass saying, oh, he has to say this because, you know, he has to do this so he can get votes. What Republican is going to vote for Beto? I hate to even call him Beto because he's a fake. He's not even Mexican. And they said, well, you don't have to be Mexican to be called Beto. But that's the reason why he's doing it. He's doing it because he wants to pander to those Latinos, to those Mexicans. He's pandering. They've all been pandering. Right? They've all been pandering. Here's one of Joe Brandon pandering to the Latino community. Listen to this.
And so I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home politically. And so we.
Oh, he was raised in the Puerto Rican. Okay, the Puerto Rican home. Listen to this. Listen.
And so I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home politically. And so we came here for a long time, both for business and pleasure, since you're part of the Third Circuit.
I'm really confused. So he was raised Puerto Rican politically. He just literally said that it's all about politics. He just said it. He was raised politically. Right? Because other than that, he doesn't care about the community. He really doesn't care about the community when it comes to that. Here's another one. Same thing here. This one should be completely insulting. Completely insulting. And for those of you that haven't seen this, this is so racist. But again, what Joe Brandon just said, that was racist in my opinion. Like he was, you know, raised that way politically. What does that even mean? What does that even mean? Listen to this one with Nancy Grossly Pelosi.
We have a shortage of workers in our country. And you see, even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here.
How is that not racist? I mean, I'm just asking. Right? How in the world is that not blatantly racist? We need y'all to come. We need, don't Ron DeSantis and Abbott and any other governor, the governor in Arizona, don't send them up north. Send them here because we need him here to work the land, to work the crops, to work the field, to work the cotton field. That's the same thing the Democrats did during slavery. They wanted black people to work the field, to work the crops. The exact same thing. Someone please explain it, how that is not racist. How is that not racist? And see, but you know what? They get a pass for saying this racist rhetoric. They get a pass for doing that. Why? Because they're Democrats. See, Democrats can be openly racist.
You ain't black.
Democrats can say all of this stuff, and other Democrats will give them a pass. Again, how was that not racist? And I'm just wondering, when y'all hear that, and you're in the Latino community, or in the Puerto Rico community, the Mexican community, Latinx, I'm sorry, I don't know which one. A lot of them, you know, they go by different ones because of the Democrats. I mean, I don't understand. But anyways, if you identify as a brown person, let me just say that, and you hear this, I mean, it's not even about that. It's even white people too, right? It's about human beings. That's what it really comes down to. When you hear them make statements like that, how do you feel about it? Right? And does she even take in consideration that what she was saying might have been hurtful to some people? This is who they are. This is exactly who the Democrats are. They're not even hiding the fact of who they are any longer, because that's who they are. And of course, like I said, if the long as they're Democrats, you can say racist stuff, you can say hateful stuff, you can even call for violence, you can even call half the country domestic terrorists, you can even say parents are domestic terrorists for wanting to protect your children, you can lie and say that the border is not even open, you can lie and say, oh, the baby formula on the shelf, shut up and get something else, right? That's what they're doing. This interaction here is extremely interesting because you have Fetterman, and apparently Fetterman is the one on top, right? Because he's the one up against Oz right now. And this is a black dude on stage with him, asking him about him taking a shotgun after another black man. And of course, the Democrats there see a white man that chased a black man with a shotgun, but because he's a Democrat, it's okay. It's perfectly fine.
The question is, did you point a 20-gauge shotgun at the chest of a black man? And you have an opportunity with all of Pennsylvania watching to say, I'm sorry. Are you going to say I'm sorry today, John?
That never happened.
So you're not going to say I'm sorry.
That never happened.
So you still refuse to say I'm sorry to this day.
I'm the only Democrat that successfully confronted.
You're the only Democrat who used a shotgun to chase down an unarmed black child.
Wow. I wonder why they didn't allow this video to be seen by the masses before they even got to, you know, the point with him and Oz, right? I mean, because Fetterman, he's lost his everlasting mind as well. He's completely gone. He's completely gone. Just poof. His mind is wasted. You know, he's probably in mommy and daddy's basement just smoking, you know, whatever. There's even reports that Fetterman is wanting to legalize. It's just reports, allegedly. Let me put it that way. There's reports that Fetterman allegedly wants to legalize fentanyl. You know, the same fentanyl that's killing multiple children. I think they said it was up to 300 children a day now, or 300 people. 300 people a day. Can y'all just think about that real quick? For one second, just think about that. 300 people a day. That means all of you that are watching right now, somebody that's watching this right now knows somebody that you're connected to somebody, if not directly, to someone who's been affected by this fentanyl. You don't have 300 people a day. And right. And of course, the liberal mainstream media, they ignore it. This tyrannical government that we have, they ignore it. If you ask me, they're creating a problem. They're making it part of their problem. They're making it exist. They're making it exist. But, you know, Fetterman, he even, you know, he just in that video, he's talking about the shotgun, right? He said that it never happened, but it actually did. There's been reports of it multiple times. And at one time he did talk about it. Then he come up there and just lie, blatantly lie. The truth is not in these people. They don't care about the truth. Well, here's him, Fetterman, going after the NRA.
Well, I mean, I'm not afraid of anything, and certainly not the NRA. And let me be clear, the NRA does not represent the overwhelming majority of what gun owners really believe and want. That is the lunatic fringe of gun ownership.
You hear that? He's saying that the NRA wants lunatic owner gunship. There's never, ever, not a single time, there's never been a case where a violent criminal with a gun did a crime and was a NRA card member. Not a single time. Not a single time. So again, blatantly lying, and people hear that nonsense and they take it in and they run with it. They take it in and run with it. And then there's the whole thing about him wanting to take away our firearms. Same thing with Robert Francis O'Rourke, a.k.a. Fake Beto, Mexican Beto, right? They have this thing where they want to disarm the population. And the reason why they want to disarm the population, because it's all about communism for them. Their whole agenda is about destroying the United States of America, and you can't do that if people can protect themselves.
I've always supported a ban to the assault rifle ownership. We should not have weapons of war in the hands of civilians.
That's one of the main reasons why I called for the elimination of the filibuster. You know, 80 to 90% of Americans support the elimination of, banning assault rifles.
No, that's not true. That is not true. And you know what? Him and other Democrats in that state have put so many people's lives in danger. So many people's lives in danger that they're, and then they turn around and try to act like the policies by letting these hardened criminals back out onto the street has nothing to do with it. They've committed all of these crimes. But now, you remember, we just recently had Jen Psaki, sock it to you, sock it to me, go on national television, if it was on MSDNC, if I remember correctly, where she said that the crime that's happening throughout the United States of America is going to be damaging to the Democrats. She said that. And then, of course, Karine Jean-Pierre, she had to come back behind her and try to, you know, play, you know, like try to fix it. Oh, that's not exactly what she meant. That's not exactly what she said. And then, of course, Peter Ducey said, yeah, that is exactly what she said. It's so bad that Fetterman, who created all of the, you know, created a lot of the violence by letting these hardened criminals out onto the streets in his neck of the woods, has removed BLM, any information about BLM from his website, right? Because BLM, they want to defund the police department, and BLM, they're all about the violence themselves. Listen to this.
Jen Psaki said crime is a huge liability for the Democratic Party. It's so bad that John Fetterman has removed mentions of Black Lives Matter and his Second Chances program from his campaign website in the last month. That's according to a review of archived web pages.
You hear that? From archive web pages, John Fetterman removed Black Lives Matter from his page. Really? You know, the main reason why I talk about Fetterman and I talk about, you know, Robert Francis O'Rourke, the reason why I talk about him, because these people completely, something is mentally wrong with them. I mean, all of them, actually, you know, Joe Biden, there's something wrong with them. And what I know what it is, it's a demonic spirit. It is a demonic spirit that has taken control over these people's minds. And they want all of us to believe that what they're doing is perfectly fine. It is normal. And you know what? There's going to be a day that's going to come. Just like right now, how they've already tried to normalize sexualizing kids, right? I always mention that, right? They're trying to make it normal. They're even trying to make it normal now for an adult to have relations with a kid. Right? That is coming. And the persecution of Christians, it is written in the Bible, the persecution of Christians, it is coming. It's not something, if you can't prevent it either. We can be aware of what's happening, but we can't prevent it. And the reason why we can't prevent it, because it's in the Bible to happen. Unless you think you have more power, more authority over God and tell God that, hey, God, your word is wrong, I can't stop it. That's a completely different story. But I wholeheartedly believe what the word says, and it's clear. That day is coming because they've already tried to make it to where Christians are the problem. I'm telling you 100%. Let me share something else with you, if I can. Now, you remember O'Rourke when he was saying, when he was on stage and he's talking about the reason why police officers are going after black people is simply because of their complexion, right? Which is a total lie. Now, there may have been some Democrats in the past that actually done that. I can't deny that, right? Just to be honest with you, because I used to live in Arkansas and I ran into some bad cops, but I actually ran into some awesome cops as well. Right. And I've just good this. And you know what it is? It's just good people or bad people. But the bad cops, if you ask me, I'm just kind of curious. You know, how are they registered to vote? I'm just saying. They're probably some Republicans. I don't know. You tell me. But you have Cori Bush. Right. Cori Bush. Well, if y'all never know who Cori Bush is, it's another demonic demon. Right. She's an evil, nasty female. Right. As far as I know, she is a female. She's a nasty one at that. She's on here talking about the Holocaust. And she's saying that the Holocaust was being taught in the schools in her state. And she says the Holocaust, yeah, it should be taught. She said, but the truth of it need to be taught, not this watered down stuff, the truth of it. Then she, and the only reason why she brought that up, because she wants to go in and say that CRT needs to be taught in schools as well. And she says that the reason why they don't want CRT taught in schools because it teaches people about black history, which is a total lie. CRT, the objective of CRT for the very last time, or maybe not the last time because they're probably going to push it again. But CRT, their main goal with CRT is to tell white kids that they are inherently bad oppressors. That's what CRT is all about. And that black kids, you've been oppressed by the white kid that you're sitting next to. Even though you may have on $150 Nikes and the white kid next to you just have on some $50 tennis shoes. But you're the one that's being oppressed by the white kid. Listen to this, because this is how demonic and stupid these people are.
There is a bill. It's called the Holocaust Education Bill, I believe is the name in my state. That bill was passed a few months ago to mandate teaching the Holocaust in all of our schools, which we should. Absolutely. We absolutely should teach the truth about it. Teach the truth. Not the watered down version, not the sanitized version, teach the truth. But at the same time this was happening, there was a coordinated effort around the state against critical race theory. School board meetings, it was violence against CRT, and they named it, and even in our state.
She's lying. She said there was violence. Meaning that you, every last one of you that have kids, grandkids, that want to have kids, that know that, you know, doing this stuff to kids is wrong. Every last American that want freedom, she's literally saying that you were out doing violence. She just said it. Knowing good and well, that never took place. Going to a school board meeting and telling the school board that you don't want them pushing this crazy CRT nonsense onto our children. That's not violence. They do that every single time. When it's something that they want and they're not getting it, oh my goodness, it's violence. It's just like them saying white silence is violence because white people don't want to say something about something. And you know what it is? They want white people to come out and say that they're inherently racist. And if you don't say it, then you're being violent. This is how stupid and idiotic these people really are. You can't make this stuff up.
What, this political party, they said.
And she's talking about the Republican Party. And come on now, just be real. Be real. She's trying to act like she's being real here.
Our number one thing to work on for this next year is bringing down critical race theory. Now, I don't know of any schools in any elementary or middle schools, high schools in my community that teach critical race theory. But if you what you're really saying is you want to make sure that Black history is not taught.
What you're really saying is that you don't want Black history. You don't want to teach Black history. That's what you're really saying. That's what she's saying, right? That has nothing to do with it. If you really wanted to teach Black history, how about we teach about all the white people that died to help Black people reach freedom, right? They don't ever want to talk about that. Unless, if you want to talk about the actual history, let's talk about the white Republicans that fought in the Civil War side by side with Black people against the white people that wanted to enslave you. They don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about the white people that owned the homes, had the deeds to the homes for the Underground Railroad, because Black people didn't own any homes. So it was white people hiding Black people escaping from the Democrat Party. They don't want to talk about that information. They don't want to talk about it was the Democrats that didn't want Black people voting. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about it was the Democrats that was against actual slaves, right? Actual slaves. When the Republicans did it to where they can get reparations, the 40 acres and the mule, but the Democrats turned around and they switched it and said, nope, you got to give that to your previous slave owner. The Democrats had never been for Black people. And now, because the Democrats have done so much damage to Black people in the past, they figured they got them, they locked them down, right? Because they, LBJ came along and said, we'll have every N-word voting Democrat within 200 years, and did it within 60. And then have Black people think, well, you know, we'll pass this civil rights bill and we'll have Black people thinking that we are for them. And then they'll vote for us because now they're starting to be able to vote. So we have to be able to control their vote. Get them to believe that we're for them. That's been the MO. That's what they've been doing ever since. They're doing it now with Latinos, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans. They're doing the exact same thing with them. And now what they're doing, instead of demonizing Black people openly, right? Now they're demonizing white people. It's the same entity, the exact same one. It was the Democrats then that was demonizing Black people. And today, the year 2022, it's the same entity demonizing white people. Is anyone recognizing this? Maybe it's just me. I'll just give it a benefit of the doubt. Maybe it's just me, right? Maybe it's just me. These people are not for America. They do not want America to be free. Now, I don't want to be like the doom and gloom. Look, there's always positive stuff at the end, right? Because we already know that Christ is one. And I'm just talking about all the stuff in between the time. I'm talking about it because we need to be aware. We need to get our minds right. We need to get our spirits right. That's my only goal. We need to understand what is happening in our world. We can't go all day just thinking that, oh, it's just perfectly fine. We can just ignore all of it. It eventually go away. It's like just a fad or something. No, it's not going away. It's not going away. Because they have this whole idea about destruction for America. Let me mention something, because, you know, I did a video also talking about the Nord Stream pipeline. And at first, they didn't let too many people see that. And they kind of, and I'm sitting there watching, you know, because you can see the analytics, right? You can see the analytics for different videos and different posts, like, and stuff like that, because they give you that data. They give you that information so you can look at it. And they prevented people from seeing it in the beginning. And then all of a sudden, people started watching it because people started getting wind of it, right? And then I showed, in that video, I showed where Tucker was talking about Joe Biden talking about the Nord Stream pipeline and that they will do something, right? They didn't say exactly what they would do, but they would do something. And other members in the Biden regime also said the same thing, that they would do something if Putin actually goes into Ukraine, right? Sometime later, I guess over a year now. How long has it been? Now something happens, three different locations, right? Three different locations, but Putin hasn't done anything yet, right? Or has he? And we just don't know, right? And I question that, like, so is he like gathering data to show the world who actually did this? Now, a lot of people have their suspicion, right? They're already blaming
Russia, Russia, Russia.
And the question is why would he do that to himself? It's like, this is my leg and I'm going to, you know, shoot my leg just because, you know, and I need it while I go in this boxing ring because we are at war, right? But I'm going to shoot myself in the leg. That doesn't make any sense. I'm just saying, I don't know who did it. I wasn't there. I don't know who did it. But then when you get people that's talking about their opinion about who did it, then they start going ballistic, right? And actually, I was going to show you this video. But I'm not going to play it here. I'm going to put this one on my locals. I'm going to put this on my locals channel. And some of y'all may have already seen this, but I can't play it here because if I play it here, what he says in here, they'll probably attack me for putting out information that we're all thinking. You understand what I'm saying? We're all thinking somebody did this and we all have our ideas. We all have our opinions. We should be allowed to have our opinions, right? So if you want, if you are interested, please connect with me on my locals. Just simply go to www.uaf.media. Y'all understand that? www.uaf.media. You can go there to scroll down a little bit and just click on locals. Okay. Cause I'm going to put it on my locals account. All right. Again, did y'all see the video? One more time before I go out of here. Did y'all see the video from last night? Or actually it was earlier this morning. Did y'all see the video? It's a really good video. It's a short documentary and a lot of people. And thank you so much for the awesome compliments. And I know I got a whole bunch of negative stuff coming in there, but you know what? If I wasn't getting the negative stuff, that means the evil one is happy with me if I'm not getting it, because he's sending his demonic minions to attack me. That means I'm doing the right thing, because all I did was show the truth. I showed the truth. And they attacked me on that video. And they know it was the truth. That's why they did what they did to me. They know very well. And you know what? Some people said, Will, this is like the best video you've ever done. And I thank you for that. You know? And I didn't even think about it being the best video. I was just thinking about the information needs to be presented. Because I saw, that's exactly how I saw it played out. And that's exactly how it played out. I didn't make any of it up. I told you what was happening. I showed you what was happening. And if you haven't seen it, I encourage every last one of you to go watch it. And if you could, share it again. Because I showed it. I showed what happened. I showed how it played out. And many of y'all heard me say it multiple times over the years. I said, President Trump went to the UN and he said we would never be a socialist country. And the exact same day, Trump couldn't even leave the building, you know, expression there, before Nancy Pelosi said, okay, we're going to impeach him. The exact same day. Because these people, they're all about socialists. They're all about socialism. Every last demonic one of them. All right, let me say thank you to a few people before I bounce out of here. If I can. Nancy, thank you so much for the stars. And Jean, thank you. Sherry, thank you. Christy, thank you. Michelle, thank you. Jacqueline, thank you. Danny, thank you. Claude, thank you. Barbara, thank you. Leah, thank you. George, thank you. Wow. Thank you so much. Chuck, thank you so much. These are stars. Thank you so much. Marcella, thank you. Rena, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Jessica, thank you so much for the stars as well. Cheryl, thank you. And Bonnie, thank you. Jane, I missed that last one. Kevin, thank you for the super chat. Wow. Thank you so much for the super chat. Mary, thank you so much for the super chat as well. Thank you so much. Wow. All right. Jaina, is that right? I know I'm probably butchering it. Thank you so much for the stars. Thank you so much for the blessing. I apologize. I'm terrible with names. I really am. All right. I didn't even look. And I try not to miss it. So if y'all on Rumble, please hit me up with a Rumble rant. My producer, she'll put it on the screen too. And you know what I've noticed sometimes? When the people do the Rumble rant, they do it right when I get off. I'm not sure why. I'm only saying thank you. I'm only saying thank you. And I give God all the glory because he put it on your heart to support me. He put it on your heart. See, it's not, I don't take any credit for it. I don't take none of it. I can't. I don't deserve any of it. All the credit and all the glory goes to God. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm not just saying that because I want you to support what I'm doing. I need your support. That goes without saying. I need your support. But everyone that when you do support me, I say it's a gift from God. And you know what? Even if you just share this video, that is supporting me. Just sharing this video is a lot of support. I can't tell you how much. And I am very appreciative. Very appreciative. Like right now, I see there's 422 shares on Facebook currently right now. And thank you so much, everybody. I wish the other ones would say, hey, you have this many people share it. But they don't do it. Maybe it will in the future. All right, everybody. Thank you so much again for all of the blessings. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Sorry I had to take some time off, but I had to recuperate because things are getting worse and they're about to get a lot crazier. God bless everybody. See you on the flip side. Reality check.